This week we're going to finish off our little, what we might call, catechesis on the cardinal virtues. Last week we began looking at those cardinal virtues, and just to remind ourselves, we saw that cardinal comes from cardo, which means hinge. So the four cardinal virtues are those virtues, those four big ones on which the moral life hangs and turns. In fact, all the other human virtues are in some way connected to those four. So we looked at the first two last week: prudence, which is right reason in action, and fortitude, which helps us to overcome our difficulties, to resist temptations, and it kind of helps us to conquer our fear so that we can pursue the good in every circumstance. Now this week, providentially, as we're coming into Lent, we're going to look at the second two cardinal virtues, that of temperance and justice. So temperance is that virtue that helps us to practice self-control, and self-control is essential to spiritual and moral growth. It helps us to moderate the attraction of pleasures and provides balance in the use of created good. Okay, so what does that mean? For example, we might be attracted to eat a piece of cake, which is good in itself, but it would be intemperate to eat the whole cake in one sitting, not to mention that it would make us quite ill. In Ireland, many of us have a difficulty with alcohol. So moderating how much alcohol we drink would be a sign of temperance. A temperate person is not a teetotaler, but one who knows that too much alcohol can lead us to make poor decisions, it can damage our relationships with others, and it can be very harmful to our own health. So temperance should be practiced because it helps us to master our instincts and keep our desires within the limits of what is honourable. For example, again, we might find another person attractive. So that's grand in and of itself. We can't go around with our eyes closed, but if we know that either ourselves or the other person is in a relationship, well, then we might want to be temperate in how we think about that person so that it doesn't lead us into temptation. The Catechism notes that in the New Testament, this virtue is spoken of as moderation and sobriety, which enables mastery over our instincts and the proper direction of our desires. And again, as I said at the start, we have the perfect opportunity to practice temperance over the next 7 weeks because Lent is almost upon us. Lent is a great time to look at those areas in our lives in which we need to be more temperate and to see if we can practice temperance during Lent in order to deepen our relationship with God, to improve our relationships with those around us, and as we always do during Lent, to donate the money we would normally spend on such things to give it to the poor. This brings us to our last cardinal virtue, justice, which consists in giving each person his due. So first we go to God. Giving due to God is known as the virtue of religion. And the justice that we give to our neighbour means that we're fair to everybody. So bias and partiality are overcome by this virtue. So let's break that down a little bit again. We'll look first at the justice owed to God. How do we give God his due? We give God his due by rendering him the worship that is due to him as the source of all being and the one who governs all things. God is our creator and our master. So we give him his due when we worship him as such. The chief acts of this virtue are, and they're very familiar to us, adoration, prayer, sacrifice, which again we do a little bit during Lent, oblation and vows, and the sins against the virtue of religion are a neglect of prayer, when we get lazy in ourselves and we fail to pray to God. Blasphemy, when we speak against God, or maybe when we're constantly using the holy name, when we're tempting God, when we commit sacrilege, which is a violation of what is sacred, or perjury, when it's telling a lie under oath, you know, you promise before God that you're telling the truth, but you actually don't, and idolatry. So how do we exercise justice towards each other? By living a just life. As an employee, that might be doing a fair day's work for a just wage. It might mean that we look at how we spend or waste time at work on social media or other things. For employers, it means giving a fair wage for a day's work. It also means looking at things like health benefits, pension benefits, things like that. Just acting fairly in the way we deal with each other. In a very practical sense, in our day-to-day dealings, it might mean Well, how often do we return things that we borrowed? Are we prompt in paying off our loans? Do we act fairly and justly when we're doing the mundane things of life, like driving and things like that? Do we act justly towards our families, especially our parents? Do we act justly towards the poor? Again, we could find many Lenten practices, things to take up, as well as to give up when we reflect on both these virtues this week. So I'm just going to finish with a little quotation by St. Augustine. He said, "To live well is nothing other than to love God with all one's heart, with all one's soul, and with all one's efforts. From this it comes about that love is kept whole and uncorrupted through temperance. No misfortune can disturb it, and this is fortitude. It obeys only God, and this is justice, and is careful in discerning things so as not to be surprised by deceit or trickery, and this is prudence."